What's your name?
Christina.
Christina, we thank you for Christina. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of Miriam and Deborah that's on Christina. You're a songwriter. You're all things creative. You have a compassionate heart, and you have a passionate heart. And I have worked the two together, says the Lord, to give you a prophetic cutting edge at this time. This is a season of breakthrough, even in your own life. You can get lost very quickly in your emotions and mind because you're a contradictory person. You can be real friendly to the whole world and his uncle, or sometimes you just like to be alone. You're either in the throng of a crowd, or you're in a desert island somewhere all alone. And the Lord says, I've made you to be one of extremes. This is the way I have made you. But in this season of your development, you've become lost in cycles of emotional life that you have been negotiating. And the Lord says in this season, my Holy Spirit moves upon you to minister to you in these cycles. That you will find me, says the Lord, but in finding me, you will grow emotionally. Your emotional cycles will no longer be as extreme. There's a new balancing coming into your emotional life. I will mature you emotionally in this area, that you will know a new stability in your relationship with me. And I will work within you, says the Lord, that the crafting of the heart of a psalmist will begin to come forth. There are songs within you that the Holy Spirit will author, and there is within you, says the Lord, a visionary that I will release and take to high levels of gaze. You will walk at a level of prophetic development that you will be known as a seer, that you will see, says the Lord, over this congregation, things I'm about to do. But you will also have a heart for this city, says the Lord, because there is more than a little of a missionary within you. Your mission statement is to live at a place of significance. And the Lord says that I'm working all of this together in your life at this hour, that I can begin to position you for accelerated growth in kingdom matters. The Lord is going to take you at a place where you will be keeping shorter accounts with him in strategic areas of your life. There's been disappointments relationally in this last season, lots of bumps, and you've kind of flown up in the air and landed on your feet again and hoped that no one had noticed. But the Lord says to you that I am going to take you to a place where you will pray more intensely into this area, because there is within you an incurable romantic. There is within you one that would just love to see everyone the same way and trust everyone instantly, even though you have not discerned them. The Lord says, many of my children go through this phase, but now is the time where I am drawing closer to you in this area. And as you pray, says the Lord, I will give you wisdom and I will give you discernment. The Lord is also taking you and a new journey of Bible memorization. The Lord says you're going to be a lean, mean scripture quoting machine. And you're going to memorize portions of the Bible. You'll be known as the walking Bible, even amongst your peers. You've always admired Bible teachers. Other people have heroes that are fiery evangelists and pastors that love the whole world and his brother. Even apostles that plant churches here, there, and everywhere. But you've always had a private admiration for good Bible teachers, because there is within you one that loves to be around people that have tons and tons of information. You're a quest for information. You're an information fiend. You research people. You punch people's names into search engines all the time just to see what you can find out about them. And the Lord says to you that I'm working within you an information woman of the Spirit. I will give you an ability to acquire much information that you can grow to a new place of sharing the revelation that I give you with many, because my hand is upon your life, says God.